Today, Biden sends troops to the border in preparation of Title 42's expiration. Fox News leaks Tucker Carlson videos to Media Matters, and it didn't go the way they thought it would. And Donald Trump will appear on a CNN presidential town hall. We've got all the details and more, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and today the Biden regime approved the decision to send 1,500 active-duty United States troops to the southern border in anticipation of Title 42 ending next week, which is, of course, the COVID-era rule that limits the amount of illegal immigrants processed into the country. Now, these troops will serve in mostly administrative and transport roles to help free up Border Patrol and local law enforcement in preparation for the growing group of migrants to come. Now, just how big is this group of migrants? According to Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, the group already amasses nearly 1 million migrants who intend to flood the border as part of a Mexican drug cartel operation. Watch.
Just got off the phone with a county supervisor from my state, sits right on the border. They just had a briefing with the sector chiefs from San Diego through Yuma to Tucson. And they are told that there's between 700,000 and 1 million people massing south of the border, that when Title 42 goes away, the cartels have planned to overwhelm the system. And so what's going to happen there, Steve, is what they're anticipating. They do not have enough resources to keep them in the detention and processing facilities. They don't have enough personnel. And so when those facilities get full, what's going to happen? And this is real, because we've seen things like this in the past under this administration. They're going to just take pictures. They're not even going to do full-on processing. They're going to take pictures. If we're lucky, fingerprints, probably not even that. And then they're going to release them right into the local communities along the border.
Wonderful. But many illegal immigrants aren't waiting until May 11th, and why would they? Despite Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claiming the border is closed, the border is secure, Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz tweeted out yesterday, in the past 72 hours, they had 22,220 apprehensions, 806 pounds of methamphetamine, 283 pounds of marijuana, 62 pounds of cocaine, two sex offenders, one murderer, and one gang member, all in just 3 days. And although 22,000 apprehensions may sound like a lot, and it is, that number likely pales in comparison to the immigrants who were not apprehended and processed at the border, who just snuck right on through. The streets of El Paso, Texas, look like a third world country already, with illegal immigrants setting up homeless camps and packed in like sardines, sleeping in the streets, draining the city's already spread thin resources. No, this is not El Salvador or Honduras or another third world country you are seeing right now. This is here in America and coming very soon to a city near you. Now, call me crazy, but if the border was already secure, as our officials have told us over and over and over again, why would we need additional troops to help secure it? And if the border was already secure, how are all these people getting in? And if the border was already secure, then how did that man in Cleveland, Texas, who just shot and killed an entire family, get deported and cross back into America at least 5 times? Of course, any reasonable person understands that the border is not secure and has not been secure since day one of the Biden regime. We are run by a bunch of liars and criminals, and the American citizens are going to see the very real and devastating consequences of an open border for generations to come. It will not be pleasant. Here to discuss this and more, we have Stu Bergier, host of Stu Does America, and Pat Gray, host of Pat Gray Unleashed. No, don't check your calendars. It's not Thursday. It is Tuesday, or did we just have Pat and Stu Day on a different day this week? This is, you know, it's fascinating because you feel like we've been in a border crisis for a very long time now, and the Biden administration has refused to acknowledge it. How bad must it be for them to be like, all right, I guess we're sending 1,500 troops?
Really, really bad. And they know it's really, really bad, and they realize this is the type of thing they have no ability to control. And it's, you know, it's going to be devastating to that area and really the whole country. I mean, you mentioned the person in Cleveland, Texas, who wound up murdering this family execution style just the other day. And, you know, every report said the same thing, that he's been deported five times. And that is not a sentence that should ever be spoken. Mm-hmm. If you're deported one time and you come back in, you don't get another chance to be deported again. You get thrown in prison and you remain there for a very long time, at the very least. It is, but unfortunately, our policy is we just keep releasing these people. They keep coming across. And, like, you know, this whole debate about the local issue here was about, you know, Democrats wanted to make it about guns. But if you're not guarding the border, like, this person could have just walked across with an AR-15 from Mexico and no one would have noticed. What good would it have done if we got all the guns here off the streets? If you're going to leave the border open, let people walk across with guns of their own. It creates so many problems. It's devastated so many families. It does a lot of damage to the economy. And it just, you know, sends the signal to the rest of the world. It's a lawless nation. Mm-hmm. And if that's what we want to project to the rest of the world, this is a great path to do it. This Title 42 going away is the thing we've been talking about and waiting for since Joe Biden became president. To his credit, he left it in place without getting it off the books immediately. But we knew this day was coming. Everybody on his left flank has been saying that he has to do it, and now he's going to do it. And honestly, it's going to be something I think we've never seen before. I mean, we've seen border crisis before. We've seen that happen many, many times. And honestly, we've been, I would argue, in an ongoing crisis for the past, you know, couple of years here. This is a whole new level, and this is not something that we're used to taking care of, and we certainly have no ability to actually handle it.
I mean, just to put in perspective, we, with Title 42 still in place, we are already, there's like record number of apprehensions, of gotaways, of all of these numbers, record numbers every single month from what I've seen. I can't remember a month where they haven't gone, well, this is a new record. Well, this is a new record. It just gets more and more and more. That's before Title 42 is even expired. It's just going to get worse.
And yet, yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre said that they had reduced illegal crossings by 90%.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, absolutely she did. 90%. That's how good the Biden administration has been the last few years. I mean, can you?
Are you sure this is her? Was this her from St. Patrick's Day? I think it was. This is the clip from her when she said that. It was on St. Patrick's Day.
It was on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, because if you look at the video, you can see. I think I'm pretty sure.
Okay, right. Oh, yeah, the green. Yeah, very nice.
Green with the weird.
Very nice.
It's a weird combo, right?
Odd combo. Very odd combo.
She's never repeated an outfit, but she should definitely not repeat this one.
This is the one we're asking her, please don't repeat. Okay, so Control Room says that they have that clip that you're referencing, Pat. Let's watch.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way, and in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border. And that's why you've seen the parolee program be so successful. When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. And that's because of this the actions that the president has taken.
More so at least. 91%?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And here we are being critical.
That's a lot. I know. What do we want?
What do we expect?
Every single person stopped? No. That's not going to happen.
Well, first of all, yes. Okay. Yes, that's what we want. But yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that has there ever been a more out of touch statistic uttered? I mean, look, we've had a lot of presidents that say a lot of things. A lot of spokespeople will say a lot of stuff. I don't know. That's incredible. We're in the exact opposite position. She's saying it's down 90%? Like, it's up every single month. It's a record every month. And she says it's down 90%. Incredible.
I've never seen the footage from El Paso. Have you seen that before?
No.
That is devastating. Astounding.
It looks.
You look. God. You said it looks like El Salvador. El Salvador is doing much better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Much better than that right now.
I mean, truly. Yeah. And you know.
Look at that.
There's nowhere for them to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Home?
Well,
how about home?
I would love it if they would go home. And you remember, you know, Biden went to El Paso and they cleaned up the streets for the optics of it. I think they're at a point now where
they couldn't clean that up.
You can't clean that up. Where do they go?
No. Yeah,
where do you put them?
What are you gonna do?
There's no hiding that. That's what it looks like now. Where are the other ones going to go? Right? Like, This is a very real question. It's not a rhetorical. Like, where are they going to go? There will not be space in El Paso. Are they going to have buses lined up? Are they busing them here? I sure as hell hope not. But, I mean, you have to imagine that they do understand. Look, they're very incompetent. I don't mean to downplay their, you know, incompetency. But, like, you have to believe that they have some sort of a plan other than send these troops. Because, remember, I said the troops are not there to, like, enforce the law and send them back. They're just there to help alleviate the Border Patrol processing all of these people. Right. Like, they're not going to, like, go stand in a line with all their guns and prevent people from coming through.
You're not going to have guns at the border. They won't do that. They absolutely will not do that.
I think, too, like, one of the big issues is not it's not border management as much as it's internal enforcement. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, we capture people in Ohio. Right. That and we don't do anything about
right.
it. We
right.
constantly capture these people and then release them inside the country. There's all these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states at this point that don't care about this problem at all. So you're incentivizing people to come. You know, you get past that the border is, you know, that's a challenge, but not one that they can't handle. And then you're inside. And once you're inside, we treat it as less than a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they come? It's hard. It's in some ways hard to blame them, although I, you know, still would like them to avoid illegal activity. But we don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
I want to get back to Karine Jean-Pierre for a second. Is it impressive how bad she is while looking at her notes?
Yeah. I love that. Because you can tell when words confuse her, when she just starts blinking feverishly. She just blinks like 78 times a second while she's looking down. It is very, very strange. And you're right. Like, we were talking about this off the air the other day, like, she's been doing this for a while, right? Like, this is not getting better. Like,
a year or more, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And she's just reading and reading and reading and reading. And, you know, Eve, this was an attempt at
look at her eyes.
Look at her eyes. They're just blinking like, look at that. How many blinks is that? Because she has no concept what she's talking about. These are her tells.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do find it remarkable because she, you know, she'll read, you know, three or four paragraphs consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not, we don't need a human being to do this job if that's what you're going to do. Just put up the document. I kept saying,
AI.
I was thinking Siri would be good. Because you can just get, Siri will read you, like, if you happen to be someone who's blind, you can put something on your phone, you can, like, listen, and it will read you the document. It's like one of their accessibility settings. It will just read you the document. Let's just put the phone up there. Because why, if she's just going to read to us every day, why not just hire an iPhone, and then you don't have to pay for the wardrobe, which is bigger.
$170,000 or whatever they're paying her.
Well, and the wardrobe, which is bigger than our military budget.
Yeah.
Our current military budget is about half of what Karine Jean-Pierre's wardrobe is. And that's a little known fact, but it's true. I've checked it.
So just to put things in perspective here with the border, you know, we previously did have a president who wanted to build a wall and secure the border. And Joe Biden has blown through $50 billion of taxpayer dollars on consulting firms, which is, just for the record, three times as much money as former President Donald Trump had allotted to spend to build the border wall before, of course, it was axed by the current regime. Three times as much on consulting firms while allowing this open border crisis to happen. Lovely. Jeez. Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the new leaked Tucker Carlson videos. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Freedom Project Academy. So, you know, if your kids are in public school, first of all, get them out, okay? Because they're learning all this leftist propaganda, critical race theory. They're not going to graduate knowing how to read or do math, but they will graduate knowing every single kind of gender that they are taught, because that's what they teach in public schools these days. It's so bad, actually. Colleges have been dumbing down their courses for years to accommodate the average incoming freshman who can barely read and write at a seventh grade level. It's that bad. You guys need to talk to Freedom Project Academy. They have perfected online learning. They offer live, on-demand, and homeschool courses for K through 12, and they were built on Judeo-Christian values and classical curriculum. They are dedicated to mastery of subject matter and teaching kids how to think, not what to think. You can save 10% on tuition when you enroll over at freedomforschool.com. That is freedom, F-O-R, school.com. com, go there, request their free information packet, and just get your kids out of public schools, okay? We can't afford to hand over another generation to the left. Take back your child's education at freedomforschool.com. Those of you watching on Blaze TV, we appreciate you being a subscriber. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, I don't know if you guys heard, my whole channel's demonetized.
Oh, congratulations.
Forever? Or is that just a temporary?
I mean, we don't know. We're going to reapply whenever they allow us to reapply, those benevolent overlords over at YouTube. But for now, while we're around, we'd appreciate you subscribing to the channel while you still can. Make sure to like this, give it the thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up and let us know what you think about the news of the day, particularly this next story, which I can't wait to talk about. So Fox News appears to be, I guess I should say allegedly, I don't know how else Media Matters has gotten this footage. So it looks like Fox News is teaming up with Media Matters to take down Tucker Carlson after several videos of Tucker were leaked to the, of course, left-wing organization. Now, I'm going to play these for you, and you're going to notice that these appear like they're trying to gotcha him. They're trying to end his career. Like, these are meant to be very damaging videos, and I don't think it went quite the way that they thought it would. So in this first clip, Media Matters was like, Tucker lashed out at Fox News because he didn't like the interface of the Fox Nation app. He lashed out at his company, and here was the actual clip. Watch.
I mean, this is airing on the nighttime show, and I want it to look official. I don't want it to be like bro talk. And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the majority of it, like if we go like 45 minutes, it's going to be for Fox Nation.
But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just dump the whole thing on YouTube.
As someone who previously subscribed to Fox Nation, I can confirm the site does suck. It is very bad. So are you guys done with Tucker Carlson yet?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Are you done?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, well.
Boycotting him wherever he goes. If he comes here.
Listen, if anyone's on the fence about it, all right, you're like, oh, that wasn't enough. I want to see more evidence. Here is Tucker Carlson making a misogynistic joke about someone's girlfriend being yummy and then telling Media Matters to go F themselves. Watch.
You wouldn't? Okay. I'm not, you know what? I'm not qualified on that score, I will say. I thought his girlfriend was kind of yummy. Just kidding, in case this is being pulled off the bird. Yeah, the bird. Hey, Media Matters for America. F*** yourself. That's the first thing I want to say tonight. Second thing is, totally kidding, I don't even know what his girlfriend looks like. And if I did, I would not find her yummy.
I like him better after these videos.
That's what
I liked
saying.
Him before. I like him better now.
I never thought that Tucker Carlson could be more likable. I changed my mind. Yeah. I like him more now.
These are very funny moments and like real moments, right? Like,
it makes him more human.
Yep. Makes him more human, and also when he's talking about the website, like all he's saying, he's prioritizing his giant national TV show all over his internet stream that has 1/50th of the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh no! A terrible thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just feel like. Maybe you guys don't have to admit to this. I'm like, wow, I watched that and I'm like, how many moments have I had off air while we're not filming? And I say something ridiculous, while the cameras are on right before we go to air.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you trust your employer to not sabotage you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. The thing you can't believe in when you're at Fox News Channel, because allegedly these things have happened to many previous hosts who have been there as well.
What?
Where they will leak negative information about their hosts to sink them, whether they're there or not. Even
not
when they're
their
there,
biggest they stars on the network.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. No, that, yeah? Well, that's what people have said. I haven't said it.
Ah, okay.
People have said it.
All right. I've heard people say that before.
See, that backs me up. I'm quoting others.
There was a guy who said that, something to that effect, last week on a show of some kind.
It's interesting. You can't remember the name? Yeah.
No, you can't. How could he possibly? There's so many shows now, Sarah.
Matt or Fat or
Fat.
Something.
That's a weird name.
Remember.
Right?
Yeah, it is a weird name.
We allegedly went through this when we left Fox. I mean, the Fox PR department is literally famous for doing this type of stuff. Of course, I'm sure they would deny that they ever did it. But, you know, they did it to Megyn Kelly, they did it to Glenn Beck, they did it to
Bill O'Reilly,
they did it to Trish Regan, they've done it to 100 different hosts who have left there. Mm-hmm. And it's been, it's their MO. Like, you watch, you know, I don't know if you guys watch Succession, but I mean, they're basing that sort of off the Murdochs, and it, like, the same type of stuff happens.
It's a real thing.
It really is what they do.
And it seems like they're still, allegedly, yes, they're still of this mindset that they don't want you to get bigger than the network.
Yep.
And if they perceive that you're becoming bigger than the network, they're going to tear you down a little bit or a lot.
And this is an
attempt. And that's what they do.
To separate.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. They know Tucker's going to go somewhere else. They know he's going to get a buttload of money. They know that he's going to probably bring a big audience, and they want to try to minimize that damage. So they want to try to separate him from his audience. They want to make him look like he's a bad guy. He's bashing the audience behind the scenes.
Make him unhirable.
Make him look like he's a problem. You know, like a fledgling startup that's streaming might not like to see Tucker Carlson trashing the streaming service. Now, I don't think any rational person would look at that way and say that's what he was doing. They would say, look, you know, he's probably right on the site, and he's just trying to give a good product and get the most people to see it. But, you know, this is their attempt. I think what these videos show more than anything else is they don't have anything to take down Tucker.
Well, like, this is as bad as it gets. Mm-hmm. These are the worst, right? Because you're going to lead with whatever the worst thing is. Like, Tucker Carlson, it's much like Donald Trump. It's like, you guys have been investigating him for a billion years. These are the worst things that you can find. Some, you know, bogus, going back to Donald Trump, some bogus, like, falsifying business records charge in the state of New York because you can't find anything else. And even that probably is not, like, you're jumping a lot of hoops to try to do that. Tucker Carlson, in the same way, it's like, how many hours of footage has he filmed? And these are the worst moments that you can find, just him being, like, relatable and funny? Okay, seems like a pretty awesome guy. I want to play a couple more for you guys here. So this was, again, with the misogyny, okay? Because Tucker was talking to Piers Morgan while preparing for an interview with him, and, oh no, they joked about sex. Watch.
I think it's totally cool. So let's, if we're going to talk about sex, I'd love to hit some of the fine points of technique. But, you know, but it's your show. It's totally up to you.
We can certainly talk about your sexual technique, especially after your tanning testicles last week.
Not mine. We'll speak in more general terms, but I've got something to add.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Horrible guy.
That could be a discussion from an Eagle Scout. Get out of here. That is just tame. That's not misogynist at all. God, that's asinine. No, wow.
Can we say, too?
You're really stretching.
Yeah.
A separate important thing here is the fact that when these things came out, they did not come out with the videos initially. They made them sound much worse than they were. They were delivered to the New York Times, as the New York Times says, obtained videos. And, of course, we now know where they obtained them from. Of course, Media Matters, because that's where they get all their news from, right? Like, they just go to these people, these shut-ins who sit around their house all day and blog about...
Well, their parents' house.
That's fair.
They don't own the home.
They don't own the home.
But they sit around and they blog. They get mad at all conservative shows and lie about them and take them out of context and try to ruin their lives with very, very little success over a very long period of time. But, you know, again, the success for them is to get more money from George Soros, so that they're successful at. And then they leak stuff like this. And like, yeah, I think you're right. I think this just makes him look relatable. And I mean, those are just funny moments. Like, he should pull that out. And that should just be on like his Twitter feed. Like,
a promo for him.
Yeah, totally. That's just a funny moment.
He definitely should retweet it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, on Twitter, where the Media Matters reporter like has this whole detailed thread and it's very dramatic about, you know, the misogynistic comments and Tucker lashing out at his employer. He's being ratioed to hell on Twitter.
Oh, good.
Which is much deserved. All right. Let's go ahead and take another quick break. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Relief Factor. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who you just, you know, maybe you deal with pain very quite often, maybe it's a knee problem, maybe you've got arthritis, whatever the case may be, you know that if you are living with pain, it can be like it just affects your whole life. Maybe you're, you know, grumpier with your spouse, with your kids, you have less patience because you're just living in constant pain. I realize this. I think Pat over here really, really knows what it's like to live with with pain, with back problems. I even hate to like complain about my back problems when I'm in the presence of Pat. But I do know what it's like to live with pain. The good news is it doesn't have to be that way. Relief Factor is a great way to reduce pain. And what it does is it's reducing the inflammation in your body, in your joints. And when you take it as directed, it could change your life. It's not a drug, but it was developed by doctors. And once you get rid of that inflammation, you will see big changes. By the way, 70% of the people who take it keep ordering it because it's working for them. It can work for you. Try the 3-week quick start, and it's $19.95. It's a trial pack. Again, the odds are in your favor. It is going to work and get you out of pain. You can go to relieffactor.com. Get that 3-week quick start over at relieffactor.com. I have very sad news for you guys today. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring it down. I know we just had a fun time talking about Tucker Carlson and all that. Vice Media is preparing to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
According to confidential sources. That. Yes. Oh. I'm sorry. I just have to give you the news.
The seconds I've spent with Vice.
Seconds. Over the years.
Really?
Over a long, long period of time, if you added it all up, it would be seconds.
Really?
Yeah, not quite a dozen seconds, but, you know, somewhere close to that.
Wow. Just like for perspective here, this is an organization that was once valued at $5.7 billion.
Yeah.
And the sources have said that there were like more than five companies, I think, who have expressed interest, but that the likelihood of them coming to some sort of acquisition deal is very, very slim. And the filing could come within weeks. And I just want to, you know, I thought to myself, I don't understand. Why is Vice failing? You know, we have all of these real journalists talking about real things that people want to hear about. What could possibly be going wrong? And I was reminded by going to Vice's website and seeing some of the awesome journalisms that were going on there. Here's one article. Ring in hashtag masturbation May with Mystery Vibes massive sex toy sale. Mm. Oh. That's a good one. Okay. Another one. You can always get your daily horoscope there. Which is always very helpful. And of course, at the top, we had my boyfriend is saying increasingly misogynistic things. What do I do? Mm. So I can't imagine what's going wrong.
Pathetic fall.
No kidding.
In 2017, they got hundreds of millions of dollars in venture capitalism funding. Mm-hmm. We've never here at The Blaze had money like that ever pour in. Mm-hmm. All these places, them, BuzzFeed News.
They were the media darling.
Yeah, media darlings. And all at one point or another were tweeting about how Glenn Beck was failing and how The Blaze was going to collapse. And now they're all gone and Glenn's still here and The Blaze is still here. Fascinating to see. But, at the very beginning, right, like Vice had something, I think. Like they had, it was never something that I loved, but it was something that was like interesting and different. And they went to these weird places and you saw this like underground, like these underground videos. And they really had a little bit of something there for a while. And then it just turned to just another liberal nonsense site. And why these people chase this same vision over and over and over again? I guess they're just dedicated to it. But they've blown up another $6 billion company. I mean, this is what liberalism buys you. They've done it again. And, I think people got bored of their shtick. And it changed to complete nonsense, as we just saw.
Didn't the same thing happen to BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed News.
BuzzFeed News.
BuzzFeed News. And, BuzzFeed News announced its closure, and Vox just recently laid off like 7% of their staff, 130 people.
So are we still going to see 45 things you can say to your hunky plumber when he's doing your pipes?
Gosh, yes. I hope
we
so.
We still will see that on BuzzFeed, I hope, because those are important to me.
That sounds like a funny joke, but that is a real story, and I remember when Pat found it. It was something very close to that. What do you say to your hunky plumber when he's there?
And there's at least 45 things. It might have been 47.
Wow. Yeah,
it was a lot.
And they came, BuzzFeed came into, there's a new book out today by Ben Smith, who used to work at BuzzFeed. He also worked at BuzzFeed News. He was the guy who released the dossier. I remember this. BuzzFeed News was that site.
Yes, the dossier that was not substantiated at all.
No, and they released it. He still stands by that release, which is questionable to me.
Wow.
And his point is that not necessarily that it was true, but that it was, everyone in the media was reading it, and he thought that people should be able to read what the people in the media were reading too. That was his call on that. I don't know. You can judge that as you will. But he was there for a lot of this stuff, and BuzzFeed, of course, was was the Hunky Plumber site, right? Yeah. Like that's what, you know, right. It's cat videos and ridiculous listicles, and they did all that stuff. They tried to do this news thing. The news thing completely failed. Vice had a thing at one point. They tried to branch off into just doing liberal news and nonsense. That failed. Vox is another great example. I mean, Vox is a shiny media darling. They got tons of money. Their site looks slick. I mean, a lot of these are nice websites. Yeah. They've invested in it, you can tell. And yet, you know, conservative media with $0 in venture capital funding from basically the beginning. I mean, have we ever had a dime in venture capital funding, this entire industry?
No way.
And yet there's still a lot of power players there because there's a thirst for the information.
So speaking of fake news, I do want to talk about Donald Trump going to CNN. They just announced CNN is going to have Donald Trump participating in a town hall event next week. This is his first appearance on CNN since the 2016 campaign. This is going to take place in New Hampshire on May 10th. Caitlin Collins is going to moderate, and questions will only be taken from voters in New Hampshire. Now, I want to play a little flashback for you from 2020, Trump speaking to Caitlin Collins during a press conference, and Trump just was like, "You're fake news. Don't talk to me. Watch."
The problem is you don't write the truth. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I want to go to the next.
Can I ask you a question about?
No, not CNN, please. Go ahead.
The White House has not responded to these allegations.
I told you. CNN is fake news. Don't talk to me. Go ahead, please.
But he says he was retaliated against, and that's why he was removed from his job. Do you have a response to that?
Okay, next question.
We love to see it. So this is a fascinating one for me because on one hand, you have Donald Trump, who does say, and I think believe, which I also believe, that CNN is fake news. Like, they do not have any intention to be honest, to give honest, reports, to pose honest questions to potential candidates. Like, I don't trust their narrative at all. On the other hand, CNN, who constantly promoted the idea that Donald Trump should be banned from society for the last, 3 years.
And they continue to promote that.
Right.
They're still doing it.
Is now like, hey, we think that Twitter should have kept you off their platform. We think that you should be deplatformed everywhere else. But come on our network because our ratings are so bad. We need the views. It's very odd. I don't get either of the decisions on either side to me.
Yeah, it is very strange. I mean, you know, obviously Trump is the same person, right? Like, he's the same guy. Why would he want to go back there?
Right.
You can make the argument, I suppose, they have had a changeover in leadership over at CNN, right? Like, the Discovery people have come in that interim.
Yeah, but Caitlin Collins is moderating.
Yeah, but Caitlin Collins, I mean, go trace her career back. She worked for Tucker Carlson's The Daily Caller. Mm-hmm. That's where she's from. I mean, she was not a crazy liberal her whole life, and I don't know what she is now. I mean, she says she was a reporter, but she was a reporter at The Daily Caller. Yeah. At one point. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, if you can get it, look, he's likely going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. That is the most likely scenario. It's not a guarantee. I think DeSantis still has a chance. Somebody else maybe can pop up into that picture. But generally speaking, he's the most likely person to be nominee for president of the United States. And he's going against a guy in his 80s who has a 40% approval rating, and most of his party doesn't want him to run. So you better know what this guy's talking about. We should obviously have access to it. Again, I would almost... CNN, I can understand why they'd want him on. There's an actual news value to it, which is I doubt is their motivation. And also, they really need some people to watch and get people talking about them. I don't know what Trump gets out of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what. I mean, he likes to mix it up. Maybe he wants to go in there and just, you know, call them fake news a bunch of times. And you know, maybe that's it. I don't know what he gets out of that. Maybe he's legitimately scared of DeSantis and wants to try to get ahead of it with voters before he gets into the race. I don't know what it is, but it is an odd choice.
He seems to be legitimately scared of DeSantis, since DeSantis hasn't even run yet, and he's doing $1.5 million in attack ads every week against DeSantis. It's amazing. I'm a little irritated with him right now because he's done some weird things lately, and this is one of them. I mean, I don't understand it. Why would you reward them for this 7-year campaign they've waged against you? Why?
And I challenge anyone to decipher the difference between a Donald Trump current campaign ad and the John Kerry ad from 2004 against George W. Bush, or the Al Gore ad. Yeah. All they are is complaining about how little Ron DeSantis wants to spend.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand that.
And he
like,
wants to cut Social
Security. He wants to cut Medicare. He wants to.
Those are all Democrat lies.
He wants to raise the retirement age. Like, all these things that are like typical boilerplate liberal complaints from the 1990s and 2000s are now the central platform from the standard holder of the Republican Party. That should blow people's minds a little bit more than it does.
Should.
It's going to get, I think, much uglier before it gets better.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking forward to it. So I want to throw in one more theory here that I guess Trump was mad at the RNC picking Fox News to host the 2024 presidential primary. He had said basically he didn't think that there should be a primary. So
he just gets it. Well, he wanted the same thing to happen with the presidency, right? He was one of them to just be kind of named.
He said, he posted on Truth Social, he said, when you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers and you have hostile networks with angry Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? And then he agreed to go on CNN. Yeah.
None of this means anything, right? It's all positioning and saying what you need to say on a particular day in a particular news cycle. We should not draw large conclusions from it. Yeah. But I mean, he's doing the same. He wants the same thing that Joe Biden has.
Right.
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 Joe Biden doesn't have to do anything with RFK Jr. He doesn't have to say anything to him. The guy's at 22%. He doesn't have to. He gets to completely ignore him. I mean, the last poll that came out, RFK Jr. was higher in the polls than Ron DeSantis was on the Republican side.
Wow.
So, like, you know, I still think in reality...
Long way to go, though.
DeSantis isn't even an announced candidate
right.
yet.
Yeah.
And I think he will do well and make a run at this. But, you know, look, Trump, you would think, would not bother with this.
Yeah.
Right? But he wants to for some reason.
Well... I, for one, will be tuning in. So that's at least one viewer that they'll have. All right, we got to take another quick break. Want to remind you guys about a new film exclusively on Blaze TV. So Stu's already laughing.
Yes, it's funny.
Because he loves the film.
Yeah.
So it's called Reopening. And look, I mean, we all know the left is like horrible at comedy. They actually don't want comedy to exist. You're not allowed to joke about anything these days or you get labeled a phobic or a racist or whatever. Well, Blaze TV is embarking on a mission to save comedy and impact the culture. And we're launching this mission this Thursday, May 4th. We're releasing our first ever full-length comedy film. It's called Reopening, and it is a mockumentary that follows the cast and crew of a small community theater as they struggle to reopen during the heart of the COVID-19 pandemic. It is very funny. Of course, it's satire. And, you know, we all lived through this time period that was, like, absolutely ridiculous. Why not sit back and laugh about it? I say laugh so you don't cry. So you can do that here at Blaze TV. You can go to blazetv.com/reopening. We're going to be streaming a live pre-show, by the way, on YouTube for that. Thursday, May 4th, it's 8 p.m. Eastern for the premiere exclusively on Blaze TV. So you got to go to blazetv.com/reopening. Use code reopening to get $20 off of your subscription. That is blazetv.com/reopening. Promo code reopening for $20 off. Investigative journalist Sloan Rackmuth released shocking findings on just how young medical experts are suggesting transitioning children's gender. Duke Health, UNC Health, and ECU, Eastern Carolina University Health, are all transitioning toddlers who identify as transgender. You can see Duke, 2 years old, UNC, 3 years old, ECU, 4 years old. East Carolina University opened up its own pride clinic, seeing children of all ages. And the activist who directs the clinic said this in an interview with a local newspaper. The literature tells us that kids can start around age 4 having their gender identity, so we do not want to exclude anybody within the pediatrics realm. A big part of our goal is to provide affirming primary care to everybody in the LGBTQ+ spectrum. And as far as UNC Health, I want to show you UNC Health. They welcome, they say, on their gender clinic intake form, they welcome children as young as 3 years old to be evaluated for gender dysphoria. And they do practice gender affirming care, which is, of course, the exact opposite of what real gender affirming care would be. By this gender affirming care, they mean they're teaching children to think that they are not their correct gender. So that's good because I have an almost 3 year old and I am quite confident that he has absolutely no capabilities to determine that type of mature subject matter. But if I took him to UNC Health and said he likes to wear my headbands, which he does, they're going to tell me to transition him socially.
Well, actually, they limited it to 4. So,
oh, I'm okay.
So that, they
right.
were the ones with four. They had the really crazy standard of 4-year-olds, where the other
once he hits
like
four,
two.
Once he hits four, he'll be able to get the.
Yeah, then you can send
better.
Him off. Just ship him off into some hospital. Just leave him there. I think at that point, let him transition back and forth genders for the rest of his life, because that's apparently what's most important. Really a disgrace, right? And we get past this stuff because it happens so fast. But can we remember just a few weeks ago? They were all telling us this was a conspiracy theory and wasn't happening, mm-hmm. right? They all mm-hmm. told us that, no, that's not true. It's not happening. They're not doing these things. They're not doing this at all. Now, all of a sudden, not only are they doing it, but everyone has to agree with it wholeheartedly or you're evil. Mm-hmm. Right? The standards change so fast, you can't even keep track of it. Mm-hmm. This is a bunch of people who are insane. Like, that is really where we are. We're dealing with insanity. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about this in the, you know, a lot of times they'll bring up the other letters, right? The LG, the B, the others. And there's a big difference, though, between these two. Whereas, like, the LG and the B are asking us to believe something that's true, right? Like, a gay person is telling us that they believe that they are attracted to other men. And at least we can observe with our eyes that they are. They're dating other men. Okay, that's something real. For us to participate in the T, we have to believe something that is not true. They are telling us they are a woman when they are a man, and we're supposed to say, yes, you are a woman. Like, that's just not part. You can't demand others participate in your lie. And that is really the standard they're setting here.
Mm-hmm. Pat.
There was a video that was making the rounds last week going viral where a man got dragged out of his house by the police because he had pierced the ear of his 16-year-old son. They took him, they arrested him for that. But you can go ahead and change a child's gender at four?
Incredible.
What?
Have a doctor give a girl a double mastectomy at 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And inevitably, they're going to regret that.
Yeah.
I mean, something like 88% of them do. And then another 44%, I think, wind up taking their own lives because they're so unhappy afterwards. It is absolute insanity what we've come to. And we've come to it so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago, you would never have believed any of this.
Yeah, I know. It's really insane. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
I saw they added a P and a C.
I'm going to go ahead and warn everyone, viewer discretion advised for this one. So NYPD Crime Stoppers posted a tweet. They want a man. A man is wanted for a hate crime, they say. He grabbed a restaurant's two pride flags, placed them on a chair, pooped on one of the flags, drew a smiley face in the pile of poop, and then grabbed the restaurant's second flag and wiped himself.
Oh.
And that's now a hate crime, according to NYPD. You can't poop on a pride flag. By the way, for those of you who are listening on audio, the man is black. So you have a black man that's being accused of a hate crime for pooping. He shit on the pride flag.
Oh, there you go.
And then used another one to wipe it.
Swear jar.
Oh no.
Wait, there's nothing even in it. This is a scam swear jar. There's nothing even inside.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
And I'm guessing that's not because nobody ever swears.
Right. Sarah's the host. Of course people have been swearing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is, I think, honestly, personally, I think this man is a national treasure. But I do take issue with them saying that this is a hate crime.
Right.
This is not a crime against a person. Yeah. Maybe he just really had to go. Have you ever had one of those moments where you just really have to go?
Yes, but I've never put a smiley face in it if I had just really had to
well,
go.
Well, I would say that that's showing love, not hate.
That's right. Maybe that was, maybe he felt bad about the pooping and then wanted to make it a happy time. This used to be, by the way, if you did this to the actual American flag, it would be seen as performance art and brilliance.
That's protected speech.
You can burn an American flag in the middle of the street, and that's fine.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But if you do it to a pride flag, that's very bad.
I still contend that he meant it in a nice way.
A loving one.
otherwise, why?
It was a loving
one. Why the smiley face?
Why the smiley face? And then you have to wipe. Like, what are you going to do? Walk around with poop on your butt? You got to wipe after that.
Flag.
He had to use the flag.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.